My job is to bring the playful slut into not only my bedroom, where it's obvious, but also into all areas of life. In my life in general, in my relationship or marriage, in my household, in my motherhood, in my work. Hello everyone, my name is Anna Rova. If you don't know who I am a feminine embodiment coach and I help successful single women attract committed masculine men. And I run a transformational group coaching program helping women do exactly that. But this video is a little bit different from what I've released so far or before, because this video is, I would call it a review of a retreat that I've been on for 5 days last week with Holly Vedetsky of Shiva Shakti Dance. But it is also a share from me personally to all the women who are following me and watching this video to express and to share what is possible for you to feel as a woman and what is possible for you to experience in life in general. So I went on this retreat with Holly. I know Holly from just the work that I'm doing. She is doing embodiment and dance. She is someone who I've interviewed on my Claim podcast, I think 2 times, as someone that I really admire, but I haven't experienced her work before. And so I really wanted to go on a retreat with women. I wanted to get away because, you know, I had a baby last year, my second one, and just the work and the baby and the periods. And like, I was just exhausted. I was ready to go. I was ready to go and retreat. And so I arrived at this retreat and, you know, I was thinking that this is going to be all about like feminine embodiment practices and getting back into the body and stuff like that. But it was so much more than this, and it totally blew my mind. I would say legitimately that this retreat is one of the top 5 experiences, personal growth experiences that I've had in my life that changed my life. Honestly, one of those few things that you do and like your mind is blown away. So I want to share with you 3 things that I've learned or discovered that I hope that will show you what is possible for you. And if you want to attend this retreat, she's doing them now in Australia, but I'm not sure where she's doing them. But even if you don't, like, that's not the point. But the point is to show you what's possible. And so number one is I'm someone who considers herself sexually open. I mean, as in like, I love my body. You know, I have been married for 5 years. Our sex is getting better and better. I'm not someone who's like an expert at like yoni egg practices and kundalini and tantra and stuff. But I'm definitely someone who is willing to explore. And in fact, this journey of orgasms and stuff has been an amazing journey for me. I threw away all my vibrators a couple of years ago, and now I'm using crystal wand and have a yoni egg and stuff. And so I thought that I know what I'm doing. Like, I knew that there's so much stuff deeper here that I wanted to. I mean, sexuality in itself is such a huge topic. And in fact, it's one of the 9 feminine success principles that I've developed that I work in my other program with. I have a year-long mastermind that I just started to help women get to their next level of success in their career and business. And one of the principles there is feminine success is knowing that power lies in your relationship with your sexuality. So I'm definitely not an expert in it, but I have seen and felt the power of it, or so I thought. And so during this retreat, we did a lot of Shiva Shakti practices, which are basically feminine masculine practices. And I don't want to reveal too much, because if you're going to go on this retreat, I'm also mindful, like, I don't want to spoil, but there was a lot of practices where, you know, I teach women the incredible polarity dynamic in relationships and how they can really surrender and lean back into their feminine. And here is where you actually experience it through the polarity of dancing and sensuality and being in your body. And of course, there's that archetype of a seductress. And so through these practices, I've learned a few tools and techniques that I finally, first of all, just became comfortable with practicing and knowing how to do it. And when I came back home, I had a nice bath. And then of course, we got intimate with my husband because he hasn't seen me for 5 days. And I was like, burning with desire and sexual energy, and it was just incredible. And the next day I have performed some of the tricks and the tools that I've learned, but I did this not like, you know, I'm just gonna dance for you or do whatever. But I did this from a place of pleasure and juiciness and aliveness and enjoying myself. And he actually commented after, because I asked him, you know, how would you describe that? And he was like, you were really enjoying yourself. And this is what it's all about. You know, when I've interviewed a stripper on my podcast a couple of years ago, and I was like asking her all these questions, like, ooh, don't you feel like people are gonna judge you? Like you know, you're making money while dancing and showing off your crotch and stuff. And she's like, no. I love what I'm doing and this is my work. And I was like, what? So now I understand that stripper. Not to say that I'm gonna go out there and, like, you know, do stripping for or like dancing or whatever in a sense. But the part, like what I saw in this retreat is what I knew always. I knew it in my body. I've seen the feminine flavor in women. And when I coach women, I'm like, your job as a woman is to be in your full expression, in your senses, in your curves, in your sex. Like, bring that on, girl. Like, bring that on into your life, into your sex, and into your work. And that leads me to my next point, which was my revelation at this retreat, is that I have fully embraced my inner slut, my inner playful slut. And, you know, it was really interesting. There were about 15 women there. And, you know, every single woman has her unique feminine flavor. And this is when I'm working with women through my feminine embodiment practices, I'm helping these women get the idea that your feminine flavor is so unique and your job, how you attract amazing men, committed masculine men, your job is to focus on yourself and really explore and dive into and express yourself fully in your unique feminine flavor, because every woman is different. And that's what men love. Men love seeing women express their feminine flavor, and they're so different. And it's like, oh, I can't even explain that, in the way that they look, in the way that they smell, in the way that they move, in the way that they dress. And all of these, you know, sensual things are coming up with, in, you know, it's all coming alive. And so for me, it turns out, I didn't even know this, but it turns out through these practices and the way that I was like expressing myself in sensuality and sexual energy practices and stuff, it turns out that my archetype or whatever, the role that I'm playing and who I am, is actually the playful slut. And the playful slut, obviously, like the most obvious description or explanation of it is like in the bedroom. I'm a slut and I'm playful. Like, I giggle and laugh. And, you know, when I was doing different practices, I wasn't playing it safe. I was like, ooh, I wonder if I do this, what will happen, you know? And it obviously, like, correlates with my personality and who I am. And that's why a lot of women are attracted to my work, because I got no filters. I'm like, I'm here. Are you into this? Let's go. So besides, obviously, activating the playful slut in the bedroom with my husband, where he belongs, I realized that, you know, my job is to bring the playful slut into not only my bedroom, where it's obvious, but also into all areas of life. In my life in general, in my relationship or marriage, in my household, in my motherhood, in my work. And here is a conundrum that perhaps is blowing your mind. Anrova, what do you mean bringing your playful slut in your motherhood, bringing your playful slut in your work? Does it mean you'd be like showing up your crotch and, you know, wearing, I don't know how they're called, like high thigh stockings and shit? No, what I mean is bringing the energy of the playful slut, but also the sexuality of it. Hey, girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and
willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine man and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
When women are in their bodies, connected to their sex, they're magnetic as fuck. Like they're powerful beyond measure. And obviously when you're in your work or at a meeting or in your career, like I have actually the privilege and the opportunity to totally express myself however the hell I want on my Instagram and in my work. Now I have to sit with like, okay, where is the line there? I mean, do I strip on my Instagram or like, you know, wear whatever I want to wear or whatever? Yes, maybe not. This is still an exploration in my motherhood. Do I do it? Do I not? Like, you know, you can be a mother who totally dresses sexy and go, or however she wants to dress, and goes to the playground with her child. Like, hello, be my guest. The idea here is not to attach yourself to the word slut, but the idea here is to take out the energy of the playful slut. So for me, the energy of the playful slut is playful with a dash of sexiness to it, with a dash of sexuality. Like, this is who I am. A woman told me on the retreat, she said, Anurova, you see the elephants, all the elephants in the room? And you like move them to the side, you voice it out. And so I've been playing it safe, you know, and somehow small, even in my motherhood, in my relationships, in my work. And so this role of a playful slut through all of these practices, I realized that woman, that wild woman or whatever, that needs to be unleashed. So for you, it could be, you know, in my program, in module 3, I teach women how to access the wild woman. So that's just my version of the wild woman. It can be something else for you. Like, for all the women in the retreat, it was different things. Somebody was exploring their creativity. Someone was exploring their whatever. It's just, my flavor is that. And so my job is to, what I'm going to be working and doing moving forward is bringing that playful slut in all the areas of my life. So stay tuned for that. And the last thing I want to mention that I got out of this retreat and to show you what's possible is my senses came online in a very beautiful and very impactful way. I literally feel myself so much more open in terms of how I express myself. Like my senses, my sense of touch and smell and movement and just like that, you know, like the aliveness in my body. It was probably around 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Now I would say maybe it was 4 before, because I'm doing my embodiment practice a lot and I'm very sensitive and connected to my senses. But here I think it got to a pretty good 9, like 8 and up, probably 9, not 10 because I'm sure. Or maybe it's even 8 because I'm sure like there's so much more to explore here. But I've just opened up so fully. In that there is so much power. Well, first of all, it's a little bit scary, like as soon as I emerged from the retreat and I drove for about 4 hours to home, there's a bit of vulnerability of, can I face the world? Because I felt really different and I was scared to get back to all of the responsibilities and the children and the husband and the work and blah, blah, whatever. Because it felt so tender and I was like, how am I going to communicate with the world now? Because I'm so different and the world stayed the same. But you know what? I just eased into it so beautifully. I'm just literally, you know, for the last 2 days, I'm hoping that this is going to last forever. And I know now how to engage with these practices and how to do it. And because when you feel it, you cannot unfeel it, if it makes sense. And so, and with that, what came? Boundaries. And with that, what came? Just not giving a fuck about what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Who do you think I should be? And how do you think I should talk? And what are my boundaries? Like immediately when I came back, I had a situation with a client who very obviously is violating my boundaries and I'm feeling it and is pushing me to the limits. And you know what? I think for the first time in my life working with clients, I have an attitude of like, no. I mean, I've had this before, but this is pretty intense. I'm not going to get into details, but this client is like super intense to the point where sending me 30 messages, right? Okay, I've never had this before, but and if in the past it's like, oh my God, what does this mean? What's she going to say? I mean, I felt a bit of flutter here, but then I was like, I'm not available for that. That comes from a woman knowing who she is and what she wants and what she's available for and what she's not available for and saying no. This conversation ends here and not even engaging, right? With my being so open and sensitive to who I am and what I want and that my desires and my goal essentially in life, this is what life is all about. The purpose of life is to experience life to the fullest. Well, I'm like sitting here in my office, it's, you know, 2 p.m. on a Friday, whatever. And I'm just like enjoying the hell out of this, out of me, out of my body, out of my husband. I'm like opening my legs to the universe. And it's just so incredible. And I'm so grateful that I went and I'm going again, hopefully in 6 months. And I will continue to engage. That woman, Holly Vedetsky, is freaking amazing. And what I've experienced in this retreat, well, I've questioned myself during this retreat, why the hell didn't I become a lesbian? Or it propelled me to ask why haven't I had sex with a woman yet? Because women are just so incredible. Not sure if I'm gonna go that path, probably not. But still, you know, the question was there. And so if you have a chance, go. And if you don't or whatever, you leave, blah, blah, blah. Know that what you want is possible. And this is what being a woman in her body and in her senses, this is what sensuality is really like. And this is all possible for you. And I'm so excited to actually bring this energy into my clients, into my work. And those of you who are following me or watching this, watch out for the playful slut to come out in all the areas of my life. Thank you for watching or listening. And the playful slut shall see you when she shall see you.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.